It's 7 hours Beijing time.
公元前210年，徐福的船奉秦始皇之命东渡。汉武帝时期，西汉的船远航至印度洋，开启海上丝绸之路。郑和的船西下西洋，连亚非探美洲。如今，一带一路新机遇，海上丝绸之路再启程。语言是沟通的船，让中国连接世界。北京外语广播。北京人民广播电台外语广播，中波774千赫，有线调频97.8兆赫。
This is Radio 774 www.am774.com。
北京外语广播网络电台，听双语，网天下。北京外语广播
Your bilingual station AM 774。
Use English. Come join us and learn native spoken English in a creative way. Fun learning experience, no matter what your English level is. Check it out in Use English.
听众朋友大家好，欢迎再次收听趣味青春英语。Use English is back with Rose and Brian, and yesterday we talked about, well, actually last time, we talked about how you can travel with a budget.And of course, there are a lot other ways you can save money along the way. How do we do that, Ms.
All
Rose?
Right. Yeah, ask me. Don't ask Brian, because remember, Brian is too rich. He doesn't need to look for, he doesn't have a budget when he travels. He spends, throws money in the air like it's rain.
其实是开玩笑啊，这个每个人其实旅游的时候都想省点钱，该花钱的时候一定要花，但是想省钱，能省钱的时候一定也要省。我们上次说了一些这个能够省钱的办法。So, what are the other ways where you can save money, Rose?
Okay, so let's talk about this. So, remember how last time we were talking about traveling by bus?
Mm-hmm.
Well, there is actually, a new revolution of low-cost luxury buses sweeping across Europe.
Luxury again?
Yes, which kind of sounds like the hostels, you know? But I'm kind of like...Okay, what are they going to do? Are they going to, you know, just charge a lot of money? And to be honest, who needs a luxury bus when you're traveling? What you need is enough leg room, enough luggage room, and air conditioning or heater, and that's all you need.
Yeah, unless you can sleep in the bus. That's another deal.
Yeah, but you know what? To be honest, I wouldn't suggest a bus because buses travel really slowly.
Yeah.
They do, and you're just wasting time. Unless you're there for a long trip and it's worth it to do it maybe in one city and not the rest of the trip. Maybe one city is okay, but
still short distance is recommended.
Well, okay, so there's also a place called Busabout. So if you really want to take a bus, go to this place called Busabout, which is Busabout. Yeah, it's an alternative to Interrail or Eurorail or something like this. It's really flexible, and you can also meet other young travelers.
All right.
Okay, so this is hilarious, right? This is what's on my list, but I wouldn't suggest this.
Mm-hmm.
Hitchhiking.
I wouldn't suggest that
either. That's dangerous.
It is dangerous.
Yeah, oh my God.
搭车，我不建议搭车啊。当然，如果是在这个搭车很流行的国家，又很安全的地区，实在没辙了也可以。But I wouldn't really suggest hitchhiking. If you have other options...Don't do it. But if you're in an area which is famous for its safety and for hitchhiking, you can try that.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Another way that I think you should totally save money is to eat local cuisine. Yeah.
That's what I was talking about. You know, if you want to have Chinese food in France, that's going to be super expensive. But if you try local cuisine, that's going to be a lot cheaper.
Yeah, exactly. Wow. Okay, so let's talk about money. Let's talk about...
What do you mean talk about money?
Well...Okay, so let's talk about being smart with money.
I'm always smart with money.
Yeah, you probably are not.
No, I'm not.
I'm not smart with money, even though I'm, you know, I should be. Well, anyways, what I mean by being smart with money is do not withdraw money abroad from an ATM. Take as much cash as you need. But this is difficult, right? Because what happens if you lose money? I mean, not lose it. Yeah.
Yeah, overall suggestion, especially for Chinese travelers, don't bring too much cash. But some people are still not really getting used to credit cards. I have a credit card. I don't really use it. unless I'm in a foreign country.、
Mm-hmm.
So you can do that, which is going to be、very convenient. Also, it rips off the chance of losing any cash, like、a subway train. And also, in smaller places, you can bring some cash. Don't bring、
yeah.
too much.
Yeah, you can bring some.Some cash is okay. But you know, what I had told my brother to do was, I said to him, your girlfriend brings some cash, you bring some cash, and what I'll do is don't exchange it in the airport.、
Mm.
I'll pay for, you know, transportation. And once you get here, I will take it to my bank and exchange the cash for yuan or renminbi because there's no charge for me.
Or take it to me.
Or take it to you. Because Brian always carries renminbi. He's like at a bank. So just in case you see Brian...Feel free to secretly grab his wallet.
Brian the ATM.
Brian the ATM.、
Mm.
Yeah, so、anyways, yeah, so you're going to likely going to be very poor because of the exchange rate from your bank and also getting charged.、
and I also don't think you can bring too much foreign currency when you go out of country. Like in China, I think the most amount of、foreign currency you can bring out,where you can go out with is $5,000, which is already a lot. You don't really need that much cash.
Yeah.
You can totally get that from、your credit card or even from a ATM that supports Chinese bank transactions. That's going to save money too.
Yeah, of course, for sure.Well, they also say with money is, like I just said, don't buy、travel currency at the airport.、
Mm.
Especially at the airport. They charge you like...So many fees, it's ridiculous.
They certainly do, yeah.
Yeah. So when you're sleeping, okay, so we already talked about renting an apartment, we already talked about getting a hostel.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. So you said you were in Rome, right?
Yeah.
So in August, take advantage of cheaper rates in cities like Rome where the locals have gone to the coast. So, you know, seriously, they say go in August, which is crazy because...I'm not sure, but August in the United States is ridiculously... It's like a heat wave.
I think it's the same in Rome.
Is it? Well,
yeah,
Rome is always hot.
It will be very hot. 所以这个你要去不同的地方啊，还有一些当地的一些省钱的方法。怎么叫当地的省钱的方法？你比如说我们刚才说去罗马。他们罗马到了八月份的时候，他们都度假去了，所以城市里边的人就少，人就少，相应的所有的花费都在降低啊，为了招揽人气儿，这也是一个办法啊，但是得看自己的这个时间的规划是不是能够迎合得上。你要说就光为这省钱，就把计划安排的这个时段，如果能当然好，如果不能也别太勉强啊。So that's pretty demanding actually. If you can do that, fine. If you cannot, forget it.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so we have that. We have all different ways, like I was saying, to, like, places to stay, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this is one that I actually have not thought of, but you can... But I don't even think if it's going to work.
What is it?
House-sitting. Have you ever heard of this?
No.
This happens all the time in the U.S., like, with people that you know.
I know what it means.
Yeah, they basically find you somewhere if you're, like, a professional house-sitter.And they'll go on vacation for like 3 months at a time.
You're a traveler. You can't sit in the house all the time, right?
Exactly. I mean, if you're gone for 3 months and you want, you know, your house to have some activity and people to not be attracted to like breaking into it, you have to have somebody that's in and out, like, getting the mail, putting the mail away, this type of thing,、
mm-hmm.
and making sure things get taken care of.So house sitting is definitely a way.
You know, I think if you're going deep in traveling in...one certain area, that's doable. Like if I'm staying in London for a couple weeks, I only stay in London. You can do that, you know, try to find one of those house-sitting requirements and you can stay there during these entire 2 weeks.
Yeah.
You can look after for the house and you don't have to stay in the house all the time, right?
Right, exactly.
That's doable. But if you're traveling from place to place, that's probably not an option.
Right, exactly, yeah.Well, okay, so let's talk about food. We've already talked about places to stay. Let's talk about food.
My local food? What else?
No, we did say local food,、
mm.
but we're not just talking about local food.、
Mm.
Restrict restaurant meals. So, seriously, I'm not joking. So, don't... Okay, so one of the advantages of actually getting, like, a place on Airbnb is the fact that you can... It actually has a kitchen, right? So、
mm.
what you can do is go to the supermarket, buy a whole bunch of cheap stuff, come back and eat.Cook it yourself. It's going to cost a heck of a lot cheaper than going out and eating.
But ask my wife.
Really?
Yeah, well, apparently eating in restaurants a lot will really cost you a lot more money. But if you don't want to cook yourself, then that's probably something you have to do. You can choose some locally famous, yet not that fancy restaurants,
mm-hmm.
which offer really good food, local cuisine, but don't cost you that much.
Yeah.
That's also an option. But of course, if you decide to cook for yourself, that's probably the cheapest way to go.
Yes, exactly.
Here or there.
Exactly, is cooking yourself. What I did was I told my brother tonight what we're going to do is buy some stuff from the grocery store, which I already did, cut mm-hmm. up fruit, take sandwiches tomorrow all day so that we don't have to like stop at restaurants and eat, and we can just sort of eat on the way, and it'll just be really fun.
Ooh, especially when we were going to the Great Wall restaurants. Yeah. They are super expensive.
Are they really?
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, no, I don't like that. And it's going to be regular, normal, kind of half-crappy food.
Mm.
So you're going to pay a lot for that anyways.
Yep, smart choice.
Yeah, you can also picnic in the park. So this could be like two things, okay?
Okay.
So when it comes to food, instead of, like I said, buying it at a restaurant, you could basically take your food with you to like a site, like a famous site, like a picnic or somewhere else.
Mm.
Remember
to clean up afterwards.
Yeah, exactly. Clean up afterwards. Yeah. Well, maybe. No, I'm just kidding.
What do you mean, maybe?
Yeah. You can also find really cheap places to eat.
Mm.
So instead of, this is what I did when I was traveling through Europe. So a lot of times when I was in Italy, instead of going to like eating shells and seafood and, you know, all these great places, I'd pick up a pizza for lunch. And, you know, on the side of the street, that was probably like 10 euros or something really cheap to eat.
Mm.
I was always finding really cheap food.
10 euros, that's very expensive. You know, a $2 hot dog would be enough for me. Really, seriously. If
Why?
I travel alone.
Yeah, well, it's exactly, if you travel alone.
Yeah.
So my point was also is that you don't need to eat 5 pieces of pizza, right? You can eat 1 or 2 pieces of pizza and maybe, you know, have a lot of water to drink, which will, number one, fill you up, but it will also, you know, hydrate you while you're walking around in the heat.
所以说这个吃上也能省不少钱，你要整天这高级餐馆，那铁定贵死了。自己如果能够做饭。 而且有这个条件，那可能是最省钱的办法。但是你说旅行途中，大家可能这个都想白天就出去啊，玩一天呢，回来怪累的就休息了。是不是有这个时间，有这个精力自己做饭吃，这也是一个问题啊。否则的话呢，可以选择一些相对比较便宜的，而且有地道的当地的食物，或者小一点的餐馆，也能够省不少的钱吧。All right, so that is one way to save money.
Yeah, exactly. It's definitely a way to save money. All right.So let's talk about a few other things, which is, of course, if you're traveling, what is one thing that people like to do when they're traveling for fun?
For fun?
Yeah.
Taking photos? No.
No?
I don't know.
Come on, Brian, think about it.
What do they do for fun?
What do young people do for fun at night?
At night?
Mm-hmm.
Do they go to bars?
Exactly. And what do they do?
They drink?
Exactly. Alcohol is expensive.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, alcohol is expensive, so you have to be careful. So even what I told my brother, I was like, hey, I had a barbecue 2 weeks ago, and I still have tons of alcohol. Drink that first before we go
out.
So when we go out, you don't need to drink anything.
Well, that won't be a problem for me, because I don't drink alcohol at all.
Yeah, and I don't really drink either. I actually don't like it.
Okay.
Yeah.
所以说这个还是啊，不管是吃还是喝吧，这个去一些高级的餐馆也好，酒吧也好，肯定都比较贵。如果这个自己预备，哪怕去超市买，这就便宜点。但是你说我想要那个情调，或者我就想尝试一下当地的这个风俗，那也没有关系啊。该花钱的地方，我说了还是要应该花。我觉得出外旅游省钱是必须的，但是呢，不能一切都为了省钱，那样肯定玩不好。All right.
Yeah. All right. So let's go on to the next one. So some places that you could do would that you could eat at. Would be places like a bakery. Okay, so this is what I did when I was in Paris. When I was really hungry, I went and I got something for 3 euros. I went to like a French bakery. A French bakery, and I bought the biggest thing I could find and with the cheapest. It was basically a huge piece of bread with cheese on it, and it was disgusting. But it was only like 3 or 4 euros.
Yeah,
and, like,
and it can fill you up.
Yeah, it can fill you up. It's bread. And this is what I was going to say is don't eat stuff like, you know, I don't know, stuff that's like...
Lobster.
Yeah, well, and not even that. Stuff that you're going to actually have to be very, very smart about it. Excuse me. You're going to have to be very smart about this, which means eat a lot of carbs, because carbs will give you a lot of energy and it'll fill you up. Eat potatoes, eat bread with cheese on it, which is super cheap. Eat noodles. Noodles are also really cheap, like Vietnamese or Chinese noodles. You can also eat like these types of things. But the good thing about traveling is that you'll be walking everywhere, so don't worry about gaining weight.
And it's not a weight-losing trip, right? So don't worry about weight too much.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so what to do for entertainment?
Entertainment.
I'm going to have you, Brian, give me two ideas.
You know, what I always wanted to do would be to watch a movie in a local movie theater, but that doesn't seem to be a very smart choice, especially when you're going to a place that the local language doesn't really suit you that well. If you don't understand the local language very well, that's not really an option. But I always think that watching a movie in a movie theater at a local movie theater would be fun. You know, like when we went to the U.S., I suggested my wife to do that, but she refused. In France, I wanted to do that, but hesitated because I really didn't understand French at all. So that would be my suggestion. Up to you to decide.
Yeah, exactly. Up to you to decide. Well, go to free concerts. I mean, there are always outdoor parks, festivals, concerts.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, festivals, of course, there's lots of food to buy, lots of stuff to see, lots of just everything to buy. But you can still have a very, very good time if you're just passing by and walking and listening to the music and taking your shoes off and walking in the grass and sitting next to the lake and meeting new people. It's always really fun.
Mm.
God, just thinking about Europe, though, I really have to go again because when I went, I was super poor. Like, really poor, but I don't even know how
even
I made it.
Poorer than you are now?
Probably.
Wow.
Ryan, thank you. I'm super poor now, though. Yeah. No, but I mean, like, you know, I really didn't have very much money at all. Like, it was horrible. And I would eat maybe once or twice a day. But I would try, I'm not joking, but I would try to eat stuff, like I said, like bread or pizza or something that was, like, really cheap.
Oh, poor Rose.
Yeah, poor me. But, and what I also did was, instead of buying water bottles, like a new water bottle every time, I took one water bottle, and I would fill up it with water anywhere I could find it.
Mm.
Because water in Europe is safe. Tap water, fountain water, this type of thing is safe. So taking it seriously, if you're super poor and you're traveling through Europe, take one water bottle. Even if you buy one plastic water bottle and keep filling up the same water bottle wherever you go, seriously, I lived off of water when I was there. I was starving sometimes, but I'm not joking. It was like, I know, it was a little crazy.
It sounds so miserable, but you know, it does save a lot of money, believe it or not. Although you wouldn't really think water is expensive, right? But if you count all the bottled water that you buy, that actually add up to a lot of money. But if you do what Rose did, well, that's going to save that money where you can use somewhere else.
Yeah.
But make sure that the local tap water is safe first.
Yes, exactly. I mean, you know, whatever. It's safe, but how are you going to... I guess you can ask people, right?
Yeah. Even in those places which where they don't really drink tap water, there will be, like, drinking water stations. You can fill it up there.
Yeah. Oh, okay, yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so as far as we have concerts, like I said, concerts, free concerts, festivals, stuff like this for music and entertainment, museums. So if you're traveling in London, remember that entry to state-run museums in the UK is always free for all ages.
All right.
Yes. And in Italy, families can take their kids under 18 for free to state-run museums like Uffizi. Wherever that is.
No idea.
No idea. Well, when visiting museums and other notable sites, always ask if there's special rates are available for students, seniors, or small groups.
Mm.
Some discounts are not clearly visible and can be overlooked. Make sure you try to get a discount everywhere you go.
Yeah.
And to be honest, I mean, traveling through Europe was one of the most memorable times in my life, even though I was starving half the time. But it was a really good lesson for me. It was a really good lesson for me. And the funny thing about it is I was traveling by myself, and I was a woman. So there are a lot of things that I got that if I were traveling with other people, I probably would not have gotten. Like, for instance, no, seriously, like when I traveled through from Paris to Italy, I was sitting in the train station waiting for my cheap seat. And this guy comes by, and he works for the train, and he's like, hi, and he's like hitting on me. And he's like, no, seriously, he's like, are you traveling by yourself? And I said, yes. He said, would you like an upgrade? And he's like, you can go to the first class. And so what I did was, he sent me to the first class, like the what's it called? Like the room, you know, that they have like food and magazines and stuff. Oh my God, I went there and I stocked up on tons of food and like tons of magazines, and I took it on the train with me, and it was probably the best thing that happened to me. That saved me a lot of money.
So you're suggesting to ladies that for safety, travel with your partner before all these privileges. Travel alone.
Exactly.
Fine.
Yeah.
That's Rose's personal idea, right?
That is my personal idea. Okay, so if you're in Paris, plan your trip around the first Sunday of the month when all the museums are free.
What? That's too hard to cope with.
It is a little hard to cope with, but you don't have to plan around it, but just remember that it's there in case.
Yeah, keep it in mind. In case you are there on, what Sunday it is?
Brian, are you listening?
No. Yeah, I am.
You said no. But I am.
It's always difficult to remember this, like, first Sunday of each month thing. And it is the first Sunday of each month, right?
Really good. Thank you. Yes. Okay. Finally, you're listening. Yes. Okay. So you can visit the Museum of Contemporary Art in Berlin, okay, if you're going to Germany.
Mm.
In Berlin, you can visit, like, oh, my God, there's, like, 7 Sugar Museum, Museum of Oddities. There's everything. And also following Berlin museums for free on certain days or hours. So they're like most museums, they'll say free on Mondays or free after 3 or free from 12 to 2 or something like this.
Maybe, or maybe there are discounts.
Yeah, maybe there are. There's also free art in Madrid.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, free things are not really that hard to find.
Yeah.
Well, unless you don't really look for it. 这个一些减价的啊，或者是免费的场所，其实也经常有。你比如说这个，不管是什么地方吧，欧洲也好啊，美国也好，大家去，包括你像日本、韩国等等这些地方，都有一些免费的或者是打折的东西。我说的不是购物啊，而是你比如说我要去某个这个博物馆啊，或者我要去某个游乐园，仔细寻一下，看看这一段时间，咱不能说光为了它我去安排我的行程，但是我行程期间有没有免费或者打折的时候啊，这也是一种省钱的办法。
Yes, and all right, so let's move on to a few other ideas.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so if you're hungry, okay, so if you're hungry and you really, you know, can't afford, like, and you really want something like a drink, get some coffee.
Is that cheaper than drink?
Yeah, it's cheaper than beer, for sure.
Right.
And it's actually cheap, and you can sort of stand there, and yeah, it's really nice.
Mm-hmm. Or just get a bottle of water.
Just get a bottle of water. Okay, so we're in China. My brother and his girlfriend are traveling, you know, through China.
Mm.
What I suggested to them is to go on a free walking tour or to try a rickshaw tour. So those are, you know, they try to cheat people, but I told them to go on a Hutong tour where they can just, you know, walk and they'll see the sights and, you know, they'll tell everybody about things and, yeah. Also, of course, what is another really good way? So we have the train of transport. We have a train, we have the bus, we have a car, we have walking. What else do we have? We've got one more.
Bringing up clothes.
No. I'm talking about transportation.
Oh, transportation. Well, I think we've covered all, haven't we?
No.
Calling a cab doesn't really count, does
no.
it? I don't.
This is your quiz for the day.
I don't know. What else can you do?
Nope, not going to tell you. This is yours.
No idea.
Think about it, Brian.
There's no other ways you can do it.
Really?
Right?
Why don't you ask Chinese people?
What? They ride bicycles.
No, and what else do they do to get around the city?
Subway?
Exactly.
Oh, we didn't mention that?
No.
I didn't realize.
We said trains.
You know what? I probably forgot to mention because I hate subways.
Yes, me too. God, you're so lucky you have a car. I freaking hate
Not
subways.
Not even subways.
I just hate me too. I hate subways in general.
I hate subway in France.
Oh, my God. That was like seriously riding in a hot box.
Not even that.
It was
lost 150 euros.
How?
On the subway.
How?
Someone stole it.
Oh, my God. Did you know that actually it's starting to be a little bit more dangerous for Chinese tourists in Europe?
Yeah.
And that is because Chinese people are known to have a lot of money, and they're so unaware of how to travel.
I was told that, and I was pretty sure that the 150 euros will be safe with me, and it wasn't.
Well, you know, it's funny. I just told my sister's girlfriend, she just gave me some cash, right? And I said to her, why are you carrying all this cash in your purse? Leave this at home.
Mm.
You do not need to carry like 600 American dollars in cash. That's ridiculous.
Nope.
Yeah.
这个地铁也是一个选择，而且地铁呢很多也有这种不是月票啊，因为月票咱们可能用不着，但是有这种多次票。比如说我在 两天或者一礼拜之内这个票都可以使用。They have these set tickets for you, maybe for one day, even for a week, if you're going to stay in that place long enough. Then you can buy this subway ticket, and that's going to really give you everything you need.
Yeah.
Especially in those cities with a very, very expanded subway network.
Yes, exactly. Well, that's great. Wonderful. Mm-hmm. Super cool. Well, we talked about a whole lot of really cool stuff today.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of cheaper ways to travel.
Yes.
这两天的时间啊，我们聊了一些这个能够比较便宜让大家出去旅游的方式。If you're traveling on a budget, listen to some of these advice and hopefully they help.
Yes.
好吧，那今天的节目到这里要告一段落了。感谢大家的收听，我们明天再见。
Bye-bye.
Then I put on my clothes. I wear a sweater, a coat, and a hat. I dress up warm like a furry cat. I match my scarf to my favorite gloves. I feel so warm in the clothes I love. Every day I wake up.
本节目教材由盛智学习集团美国国家地理学习公司提供。
接下来您将收听到的是怪怪故事屋，小朋友们一起来听外教老师讲英文绘本故事吧。
所听即所得，北京电台首届听友节暨第七届听众喜爱的名牌栏目大型评选活动火热招商，
想不想让你的品牌与听众多一次亲密接触？
黄金时段广告、金牌栏目口播、新媒体有奖互动、神秘探店之旅等等等等，活动总冠名到奖品支持，咱们通通一起玩，
约吗？招商热线8501-3856，8501-3856，精准营销就等你来。北京电台听友节为您量身打造。
一名共产党员应该始终怀着对群众的深厚情感，持久责任。注一注学注老注富，募善款，献爱心，全动力。2016共产党员，让我们一起行动。
Radio 774，
声音在耳边，世界在心里。北京外语广播，聆听资讯，分享优质生活。
When you left, you left me here so, oh.